Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radal. While grilling Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing today, Senator Amy Klobuchar asked if Noem regretted calling Renee Good and Alex Pretty domestic terrorists.
You called them domestic terrorists.
I can't even imagine what they have gone through in the loss of their son and the loss of their family members.
But
it's
how about specifically
tragic.
Calling them domestic terrorists them without any evidence of that?
Sir, I did not call him a domestic terrorist. I said it appeared to be an incident of.
I think the parents saw it for what it was.
Pretty and Good were fatally shot by federal immigration agents in January at the height of Operation Metro Surge. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is reporting a 15% increase in gun permits in 2025. MNN's Brent Palm has details.
The annual report says sheriffs issued nearly 66,000 firearm permits last year compared to just over 57,000 in 2024. The total number of valid permits in the state is now more than 375,000. Permit holders committed 5,600 crimes in 2025, but less than 3% were incidents where firearms were used in furtherance of a crime. There was a spike in permit applications this January and February during the ICE surge in Minnesota. Brent Palm, MNN.
A bill introduced in the Minnesota legislature would designate Highway 610 in the North Metro as the Hortman Memorial Highway. Former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were fatally shot in their Brooklyn Park home last June. Representatives Zach Stevenson, Eric Cagle, and Brad Tapke are sponsoring the House bill to honor the Hortmans. Senator John Hoffman of Champlin introduced the Senate version. Investigators say the gunman who assassinated the Hortmans also shot Hoffman and his wife Yvette. In other headlines, hospitals across Minnesota are trying to find ways to attract and retain workers in the healthcare field. Minnesota Hospital Association CEO Dr. Raul Corane says they're continuing to work with higher education institutions that focus on careers in the field.
Our nursing schools, our therapy schools, our social work schools, our medical schools, making sure that we ensure that every student that goes through one of those training programs stays in Minnesota so that we want to be the state of choice when it comes to those graduates.
Explore Minnesota is inviting tourism and travel partners to its 2026 regional roundtables. The 90-minute sessions offer updates on statewide priorities, a chance to share input and opportunities to connect with industry leaders. The overall goal is strengthening tourism, hospitality, film, and outdoor experiences while supporting economic growth. More information can be found on Explore Minnesota's website. This is MNN.